don't think I've ever heard this one in the rotation right here. It surprises a little bit with this number here.
A little Metallica for you on
Tuesday.
Was
that what that was?
A little whiskey in the jar.
That was. Okay. Didn't have it.
That'll wake you up.
Yeah, there you go.
Pretty great cover of an old Irish drinking tune.
I didn't take you as a Metallica historian.
I didn't have that. I would not have had that.
Me neither.
I thought you may have Appetite for Destruction, but I would not have gone in deeper into that.
Some music my pops raised me on.
I was about to say, that feels like something your dad didn't jumped in on.
Yeah, definitely got it from the pops.
By the way, update, went for a little walk run. Got me about 2 miles in today.
Nice.
Did listen to some music.
Did you? You went music. How'd you feel about it?
Man, I like kind of being your own DJ.
I didn't feel bad about it. I don't know why. I got really into a real Rick Ross lane for some reason.
It's a solid lane to be in.
I don't know why, but got into a real Rick Ross lane and let it rip a little bit. Felt all right.
Whoa.
I did get to a podcast 30 minutes in, and it switched over. But
you just can't help yourself, can you?
No, but I started with Matt.
Man, I kind of like knowing I was your own personal and only DJ.
You were. It did add up a little bit.
I feel like I give the theme music to your life.
In and out of breaks, you sure do. That is it. All right, down at Toyota Center as the Rockets, their season ended Sunday night. As I know, many of you listening, if not all of you listening, and them there were wishing they were preparing to face the Minnesota Timberwolves here at Toyota Center tonight. But obviously, they will have to wait until next year to kind of see if they can make the next move in the postseason. But they did speak today, and we'll have some of that audio coming up for you in a little bit. But they did speak today at their end of the year media session, and a couple of things obviously was asked about moves for next year, right? And a couple of things that was said was from Rafael Stone, the general manager, Clint, I think continuity is very, very likely. Plan A has always been to develop our own group, says Rafael Stone. He also said when talking about potential upgrades, the business we're in, nobody's untouchable. Nobody's untouchable, but we deeply value everyone on our roster. We have those picks, and we accumulated them so we could draft guys or upgrade our current roster. We'll see what makes sense, the most sense, going into the offseason. So there is some words there from the general manager, Rafael Stone, and saying continuity is very likely, but nobody is untouchable.
Well, look, once you get through the building phase, it's easy to have these kind of conversations. And to know that Ime Udoka had the ability to win and improve through the building phase of the organization, and not just roster. We're talking culture. We're talking about everything involved with a winning organization, right? They're on the backside of that. What is that, year two for Ime Udoka here in Houston? They got significantly better in year one. They went to the playoffs, took Golden State to seven. Game seven this year. There's no doubt about it. It's a lot easier right now to talk about, boy, we like homegrown. We like to develop our own. We like to, cause that's where they're at right now. We're on the positive side of that thought, you know? And so, you know, I like the way a lot like the way Nick Caserio built things is, you know, behind the scenes, you know, getting the bad apples out, getting the guys that would buy in and commit and love football or love basketball, yada, yada, yada. You get the point. All that stuff is, you know, people poo-poo it all the time, minimize it all the time. But the reality of it is that stuff's really important when you get on the flip side of it, when you get 2 years into this thing. And I think they've done that really, really well. The bottom line is, Ron, they know that this team right here is not going to compete for a title. It don't matter if
the one that's constructed right now.
Yeah, it's just not. It's not going to compete for a title. There's not enough firepower on this basketball team to compete for a title. There's not enough firepower to overcome a beat down, exhausted, aging Golden State Warriors team. And so they've got to make a huge stride, assuming they want to win a title. They got to make a huge stride between now and the time the next offseason starts. And you can't sit here and tell me that that's going to come via development in the offseason.
Yeah. No, not alone. Right. Nope. Now, he said untouchable. I think of Ben Thompson's untouchable. I would be.
Well, I think he was talking about Durant, and I think he's like going and getting somebody, right?
I think
he was talking about like nobody's untouchable. I didn't hear the question, but the way I heard the answer is they can go get anybody.
I just heard him say the business we're in, nobody's untouchable, but we are deeply.
Oh, well, you know, you're right. Maybe I didn't hear the question, but that makes sense.
I would say Amen Thompson would be on the list of the untouchable for me personally.
To me, it really depends on how you want to play, right? I mean,
I don't. Matter how I want to play, I want him on it. I think he can play whichever way.
I mean, that's fine. I'm not necessarily disagreeing with that. I'm trying to figure out. I mean, there's a way that Şengün is untouchable. I mean, he's an all-star. He just showed. I mean, you got to be higher now than you were, you know, 2 weeks ago on Şengün when the playoffs started. And assuming that you're not going to, I mean, assuming that whatever move you make is going to be complimentary to, or he is going to be complimentary to, I got to believe he's somewhat untouchable. Unless it's a move where you're going, hey, we don't need that center. We don't need that piece. We don't like that style of play. He's not going to blend with this monster move we're fixing to make. He may be another one that's untouchable for me.
I think there are only three guys that are even in the conversation of the untouchable thing, and I feel like it's really down to two now, because I think Jalen Green has, as we walked into the playoffs, it would be those three guys and some semblance. You would think probably two of them probably would still be here, and maybe one. And to me, Amen was at the top of the list of the three. I think Jalen Green has played himself out of that, and like, because to me, like, if Giannis, like the two names that you hear the most are Giannis and Durant. Well, I think Amen Thompson would not be included, or I'd hang up the phone if they tried to include him in either one of those trades. We can go anywhere other place because I think he can play with both of them.
He's complimentary.
Now, when it's Giannis, I could see how Şengün is included in that, because I don't know if I want them playing together. I can see that, right? Just like if it's Durant, you could see Jalen being attached in a deal with it. So. For me, it's just him. But listen, this to me, and I know the guys in the loop were kind of talking about this earlier, Clint. I think to me, this is more of also them playing the game of, hey, we know all the other teams and looking and listening, and we don't want to appear or feel like we are in desperation mode, even though it feels like everybody knows that they need to make a move for a score. But they're saying, hey man, we're in a good spot. We're in good shape. If we want to make a move, we'll make one. If we don't, we don't. You know, we could still roll with this thing. So I think they are going to make a move, but we'll see. We'll see what they do and hear a little bit more for what else Udoka had to say, as well as Raphael Stone in that press conference. As we continue coming up, we've talked a lot about a couple of positions for this team, but maybe we need to simplify things with the Texans. We've talked all about these things. Maybe we need to simplify what this thing is really about and where it's going to come from if this team gets to its goals that they want to achieve. We'll discuss that coming up next.